at the direction of the President of the United States, fighter aircraft assigned to U.S. Northern Command successfully took down a high-altitude airborne object off the northern coast of Alaska at 1:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time today.
Hi, this is Howard from Crazy Tech. Today, there was a White House briefing from Brigadier General Patrick Ryder, who was talking about the shooting down of an object, an unidentified flying object that may not be a balloon over Alaska.
Get intelligence that it existed, determined that it was surveillance in nature, correct?
We haven't ruled anything in or out. That's why we're calling this thing an object.
You just called it a balloon. You misspoke there.
I'm sorry. You guys have.
You can't say it's a balloon either.
You guys have me with balloon on the brain right now. This was an object. I'm not classifying it as a balloon right now. It's an object. We're still trying to learn more from it. That it landed on water that is frozen.
And what was unusual about it, he didn't say it was a balloon. He said it was about the size of a car, and they shot it down because it was at 40,000 feet. Could be hazardous to commercial air traffic.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
One senior official reported the object as cylindrical and silver gray. You would think if it was coming from Alaska, it would be going south and then east. But over Alaska, it was going northeast.
When the pilots approached it and they determined, I understand, that it was not manned, how did they determine that? And at that point, wouldn't it be possible to at least describe what they were looking at? Did it resemble a balloon or an airplane or what?
We'll give credit to our pilots that they are very capable in terms of looking at an object, assessing whether or not this had the potential to be manned at that altitude, something that small. Very, very unlikely that it was manned, presented a potential reasonable threat to civilian air traffic, and we took it down.
What speed was it traveling at, by the way?
I don't have that information.
Now, we've had a lot of UFO sightings and UAP sightings for many years, and these sightings are happening quite often. And I think if it's other than a balloon, we're not going to find out. Unidentified flying objects have been in our airspace for eternity, at least 70 years. They might have shot down one of those extraterrestrial crafts, but we won't know. If it is a craft, like a saucer or something of that size, and not a Chinese-made balloon, which sounds like it was dissimilar to the balloon that was shot down last week, I think that we're not going to find out. But hope that we can get some information on it and know what it really is. These UAPs have been tracked and sighted by our military and our Navy and Air Force for years. And with all the information on UAPs and all the videos and all the testimony from people, this might be one of the extraterrestrial crafts. So I don't know what's going to happen, but it should be interesting. So stay tuned. This is Howard from UFOs Are Us. It's a podcast and Crazy Tech on YouTube. If you want to subscribe, the subscribe button is right over there in the right-hand corner.